Begin the current daf, Mesechtes Avodah Zarah daf Chav, begin the basic, and Tezmat, because the Gemara, Shloi Har Odom Begim, a person should not think about immoral thoughts during the daytime to bring to Tumah at night. Says Tez Haikra, this Pasuk, Drosh Gemurah, it's a full-fledged exposition. But Lais Macht, it's not just a rabbinic allusion. Can the Mucha Pergnarish and Spatala, like obviously in the Gemara Ksubis, daf Menvav Men Aleph, that this is a biblical halacha. Where the Gemara discusses this exactly in the context of other lavmen, it says Yishamer, means it's a lav in the Torah. Says now the hikshar Rabbi Chanan. So Rabbi Chanan asks. He says, "Wait a second, M.K. If that's the case, Samai Rebusa Dicheskel. So what's the chiddush of Dicheskel Anavi that the Amrin Perkshein the Chulin that the Gemara explains the Chulin of Lamazam and Beis that he says, but Navshuloi Mituma that my soul did not become impure. That is what Ashuloi Harti Bayim. I didn't think anything impure during the daytime. Basla Deitum Belayla came to my nighttime. What do you mean? It's Isadai Raisa. So Amrin he says, yeah, to become Makam Rebusa. It's still a chiddush. Mashal Yimasla Asmam here that he saved himself from illicit thoughts. Which is not the case by other people, they in itzmahem b'chol yom, they're not saved from this every single day. Because I mean, Baba Basra, like Moses says, Baba Basra, Perkei Pasha, Dar Kav Samach Dalma Beis. Shloish Dvarim Shein Odom Nitzmahem b'chol yom. There are three things a person not saved from every single day. But Kachosh Shavir, and one of them is illicit thoughts. And therefore, although it's their Raisa, it's something that most people are not able to keep. Next says, Mat begins Gemara, Nov Mevil De Yiris Ched. Humility brings to fear of sin. Now, B'Yushalmi the Shkolim, the Yushalmi over there, Goris Ipcha. The text is the opposite. Yiris Ched Mevil De Anava, fear of sin brings to humility. Shortly, that says that yeah, humility is the greatest of them all, and your head brings down Nava. Now, picture Rabbi Yehuda mi Paris. He asked. I mean, Medjur says, "Sechta derechet Rabba." Shleishad Ram Shkum Zekizet. There are three things that are equivalent one with the other. Your head, Chachma Nava, fear of sin, wisdom, and humility. So, but here it sounds like either one or the other. Either your chet is greater or another. The Hashem says, "No, what the medrash means over there is leisagi laha b'leiha. That it's not enough to have one without the other. Yira b'leichachma to have fear without wisdom, b'chachma b'leira or wisdom without fear, or shtem b'leinava both of them without humility, b'anava leshtem or humility without both of them. You have to have all three. One might be greater, but you definitely have to have all three, and you can't have one without the other." Next says Masad that begins the Gemara Chasidim Leinim. It doesn't say pious ones, Ela Novim rather humble ones. Says Tosfos Matirin, say wait, even according to this Mandama, Hogsib Nami, what do you do with the pasuk the other one brings? Az Dibarta Bechazan La Chasidecha, that you can speak then your vision to the pious ones. Well, Hogsib La La Novecha. It doesn't say to the humble ones over there. Pishim Tadbi says No Hasam Chasidim Ksiv. You're right there. It says pious ones, but Kolishkan Novim. Of course, the humble ones would have that vision because they're even greater. But they're saying even Chasidim. But regarding the saying of the redemption, Pshita, for sure, Toila Isam, Bechashuv, Megadol Miyosa, that depends on the most significant and the greatest ones, and therefore that's only said to the pious ones. Next says, Matta begins, Mugh, Biyashmin Hanitarti, and he said, these two, Tlay Dish of Chai, because we wouldn't know any benefit. Make sure, Biyo Chan, he says, what do you mean, Lishminan, but still, let us know Shachas, where the Adir Shevchai, we know the benefit, but Kama, and that of the standing grain, the Poseidah, which is a loss, Vakash Ken Elan, for sure the tree, on either side. Because you already know Shivcha and you know Poseidah. So it says, when they were appears to me, you're right, we could have technically skipped out the tree, but it's not only this, but even this, and yeah, there's a Chiddush on either extreme, but you don't need the case really of Elan. And it says, what's the Allah with a behema with the intention of slaughtering it? So it says, it's a wonder, my boy, what's the Gemara's question? Or my pligrim may rebuke the besamach, what are they even disagreeing about? Hafil bestama milah, even unspecifically, even you didn't specify that it's just slaughtered. The Gemara said enough to his vomit off, aim, you could say, oh, maybe that, we could assume that he's buying it for slaughtering. So you see that for sure it's okay. Oh, Pirsh Rashbam, now according to Rashbam, the Limar Le'el, that you're right, the Gemara previously was not talking about El Bapara Davka. Only specifically by a cow. Okay, Nicha, then it makes sense. You could say here's Tomat, not a cow, like Shvar. But according to the other Peshatim, it's difficult. Pesham, the Gezeiz, no, the Pesha Kuntras, even according to Rashi, it's not difficult. Why? Because the Hacha, Ma'iri, here we're talking about Ba'agol and Mesiachim, we're talking about calves and foals, Shazalim Kalehem, which that, you know, you're not allowed to sell to them. You know, it, because those things are. You're not assuming that the same as the others. That we said that's forbidden to be sold because they're not designated b'shchita, rather they're designated for malacha.